Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where this week we go, let's watch a good cartoon, unlike the time we had to watch the Iron Man cartoon a few weeks back.
Oh, was that the brief on this? Because I watched a bad cartoon. I watched Spider-Man the Animated Series.
What are you talking about?
Mate, look, we've watched this cartoon before. I believe we watched it when something Mysterio arrived and everybody's like, is this the new hero Mysterio? Hey, it rhymes, it must be true.
But
then it turned out it was a villain. But this, we're watching the last two episodes of the entire series. Season 5, is this?
Something like that, yeah. The animated series that ran from 1994 to 1998 before getting cancelled out of pure spite.
Oh, this is that one. Okay, we'll get into that later. Well, let me tell you.
Oh, please leave a like. That's something Mason can tell us all.
That's the first thing I was going to say.
You got to say leave a like. You got to tell us to leave a like.
Guys, leave a like. Let me tell you this, though. The thing about this final episode, these final two episodes, is clearly they wanted to go out with a bang.
Yeah.
And again, we watched them at the time, but I haven't seen any of these in years. But looking at the episode descriptions on Disney Plus, like clearly they were ramping up the entire season. There's like a Secret Wars situation, and Iron Man is there, and all the heroes, they're all dropping in or whatever.
Yeah.
And clearly they were like, we're going to end with an even bigger bang. These two episodes are relentless.
They do not stop for a second.
I thought there'd be at least a little bit of downtime where Peter Parker is in his apartment wearing his big slacks and his big polo shirt, just chilling out. But he's not. It's all Spider-Man all the time. And it starts out with that, you know, that Spider-Man theme where it's like, Spider-Man, Spider-Man, radioactive Spider-Man. And does it then go like, Spider-Blood, Spider-Blood, radioactive Spider-Blood? It's like a serial killer ramping up.
It's one of the guys from Aerosmith sings and plays this song. Yeah.
Really?
One of the
guitarist. They're like, can you breathe over this?
Exactly.
But man, this is Spider-Verse, it's Secret Wars.
Yes. I think it set a lot of trends. I think it did.
The Clone Saga
does that as well. You know, it obviously borrows a lot from the comics, and I want to talk about the creation of this a little bit. But yeah, I think there's things in this which then get spun off into like the Raimi movies. I know there's a particular shot of
I think you're probably
Venom.
Giving this a lot of credit.
No, this is true. You know the bit when he's hanging upside down and he sees his reflection?
Yeah,
like
sure.
That's in the Raimi movies.
Uh-huh.
The Spider-Verse movie is apparently heavily influenced by this. There's a lot of
because
things
Lord
that
and Miller were probably about.
Probably.
Kid age when they were.
Maybe. I honestly don't know. Obviously, though, like all Marvel properties at the time, and I guess all children's television, it was designed to sell toys.
Oh, yeah.
But I think
and this is an extravaganza, if so.
Oh, my goodness. And exactly. This is only two episodes. So at the time, supervising producer Bob Richardson had the notion for the series to work, they had to approach each episode as a mini movie.
Whoa.
And the idea was to kind of make it as like close to a realistic Spider-Man, I guess, as you could do in a cartoon. And then they even went as far as when he's swinging through New York, it's the real map of New York. Like New York, baby.
It's gone past the home of the Mets and the home of the Nets.
You're gone past where they sell the hoagies or whatever.
Yes.
Where do they sell those?
Hoagie Stadium.
Hoagie Stadium, okay, good. Yeah, but I feel like there's a noticeable depth of knowledge and quality in this series, which again was lacking in like the Iron Man show, well, the episodes that we watched in particular.
Yeah.
There were some mandates though, a couple of which being they couldn't use Sandman and they couldn't use Electro because James Cameron was going to use them because he was doing his 90s version.
Well, where is he now?
Yeah.
Very rich.
In a submarine
in
somewhere.
In a submarine, rich in a submarine. His dream.
But they ended up doing like Electro at one point because, you know, that move, they just went, oh, whatever, this is popular enough. And also they weren't allowed to do an origin, which they didn't get around to until season 3. when they eventually did a flashback. Anyways, where we pick up, it's interesting because it seems like a lot has happened.
Is Mary Jane dead or gone or something?
Yes. Okay, so what happens? She fell off, you know how she always falls off a thing.
Yeah,
traditionally,
sure.
Mary Jane or Gwen Stacy falls off a thing and dies.
Absolutely.
You can't kill somebody like that in a show like this. There are limitations. So she falls.
So instead she's just in a hospital bed, like completely wrapped up like a mummy. Limb's in like a hoist of some sort.
That's it.
You can never leap. You can never visit me again, Peter.
But she falls into a portal.
Oh.
And they did plan to bring her back for a proposed sixth season, which I can talk about.
Is that what Doctor Strange told Spider-Man?
Yeah, yeah.
Like she fell down a manhole and Doctor Strange is like...
Yeah, she fell into a mirror dimension.
Yeah, mirror dimension. Yeah, you shouldn't go. It's probably too dangerous.
She probably went to a zombie universe.
Look, the portal's closed. They put the lid on it. don't check, Peter.
Yeah. But it seems as if that there was a clone of Mary Jane.
I see.
You saw that flashback, I'm assuming.
Mm.
And she then turned to vapor.
Oh, because that's what clones do.
That's what clones do. And I know clones. Anyways, this time around, Spider-Man, he's getting his Jimmy's rustled by both the Beyonder and Madam Web. Because they're like, Spider Carnage is going to destroy this particular city and then the universe.
Hey, Spider-Man, we saw your vibe from across the room. We're like, hey... We buy you a drink? It's Madam Web and the Beyonder.
What do you think of my really long one leg or whatever my situation is? I think it's a dress, right?
Yes.
I don't like it. Get out of the chair. What are you working with? What's going on with your one-pointed leg?
It's not even a spider thing, is it?
I don't think so.
More like a tadpole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Madam Web.
So it's encouraged that all the Spider-Men or some Spider-Men from different dimensions team up to stop Spider Carnage. So we've got a Doc Ock Spider-Man.
Mm.
We've got a Spider-Man who's in like a metal Iron Man-esque suit.
That's the spider armor.
That's right.
I have a copy of that issue. It's got a foil cover.
Like his foil suit that he wears.
Yes.
We've got the Scarlet Spider.
Yeah.
We've got...
Was he previously introduced in the series?
Or I think in a clone thing, but not this particular version.
Different dimension,
yeah.
Sure.
This is the Ben Reilly version from another dimension. One that's got many arms plus one guy who is just a man in a suit.
Yeah, and he's like, I won't take off my mask and I won't explain anything, but I'm here for important things later probably.
Pretty interesting reveal with that guy, which we'll get to. Mm-hmm. So the idea of Spider Carnage is that he's going to do a big bomb. It's going to wipe out all dimensions.
Mm.
And they want regular universe Peter Parker to lead this spider team because he did a great Secret Wars. She was watching and she's like, this guy's fucking killing it.
This guy's done the best Secret Wars that I've seen, and I've seen heaps. I'm looking at all the dimensions. That Spider-Man just wrecked it.
I enjoyed how the armored Spider-Man's like, but I'm rich and I have a company. I should be in charge of the spider team, don't you think? Apparently he's based on partially on the Japanese version because he's got like a mech.
He's got the big Spider-Man robot, yeah.
I feel like though, if you're going to give it to any of the Spider-Men, I'd give it to one of the two with the extra arms.
You think so? Just for multitasking
purposes? Yeah. I mean, one of them does turn into a giant spider.
Yeah.
But the other one doesn't.
That's right.
You know what I mean? That's all. That's what I think's going on here.
I would have probably given it to maybe a different superhero entirely. Just bring somebody in who's got better
Superman.
Experience. Superman, bring him in. He can do everything. I love him. Clever.
So apparently Fox Kids, they didn't allow Spider-Man. This seems to be a recurring thing with a lot of these shows, to punch anybody.
It's his whole thing.
I know.
And webs and stuff, but whatever. Yeah, mostly punching.
It's mostly punching because the show would get shown in countries such as Canada.
Oh, where punching is illegal.
Punching is illegal. You can give someone a poutine, but that's the extent of violence that you
exactly.
can partake in.
You go to a poutine pub, you got to check your arms at the door.
That's right.
You've got to hand them in, as it were.
I think, though, this is a credit to the series. You don't really notice that nobody's punching each other.
Yeah, sure.
Because it just doesn't stop, as you mentioned. They're just constantly tying each other up and throwing each other into walls and computer consoles and stuff like that.
There's a lot of, like, bombs and lasers and sharp things being hurled.
Kingpins.
Yes.
There's one, well, there's two kingpins. I was going to say, there's one kingpin, there's two, and they both betray Spider-Man. Typical, I feel. Did you know?
You'd think you'd figure out. This Spider-Man, look, spoiler alert, it all works out at the end, obviously, because Madam Web has chosen the correct Spider-Man to leave the team.
Yeah.
But this guy's a big dummy. He goes into a parallel universe and he sees Mary Jane. He's like, oh, Mary Jane, I love you. And she's like, I'm a different Mary Jane. He's like, what? This is unexpected to me. Why?
Oh, the Kingpin's here. He's my lawyer. That's normal.
Oh, he's betrayed me. The criminal mastermind, the Kingpin, that I've fought on numerous occasions. He's betrayed me.
Did you know there was a few other limitations on this show, one of which being that the Sinister Six had to be called the Insidious Six.
Oh, I think so I remember that.
So that's fun, isn't it? And by fun, I mean pointless.
Is that because the producers of the show had something against left-handers?
Must be the way. Yeah.
Every time they shut up, they're like, Spider-Man, we're here to destroy the city and using only our right hands the correct way. And Spider-Man's like, that is the correct way.
I agree. It's interesting that they took up until the final episodes to introduce a version of Gwen Stacy. Because a lot of it was worked into like a revamped version of Black Cat and then Mary Jane. They basically gave all the storylines to her because they knew that like anybody who knows anything about Spider-Man knows we're going to have to kill this woman at some point.
Exactly,
And we can't kill her
with punches, so we don't have any other options. Punches are off the table.
Oh, you're certainly not wrong. Did you enjoy the end how they defeated the spider carnage? What method they used?
Teamwork?
They didn't just...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He was punching. They brought in a man, a particular man, to be like, talk to this man.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry. Disappeared from my mind for a moment. Yeah, Spider-Man went and he collected this universe's Uncle Ben. Or a universe's Uncle Ben? Where'd he get him?
Could have just been a guy.
Yeah. Because, I mean, surely he would have had to got him from a dimension where Spider-Man doesn't exist, right? Because the only reason you become proper Spider-Man is if your Uncle Ben dies.
Yeah, but I guess this version, in this universe, the main Spider-Man was the metal suit one.
Yeah, right.
And he's a jerk.
Ah.
Because he never learned a lesson that Uncle Ben died. So he's just like, I'm just going to be Tony Stark, I reckon.
Tony Stark? The tiniest Tony Stark.
So I think that's the goings on there.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's lucky then that Uncle Ben wasn't a jerk also.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm disappointed in your Spider Carnage. That's a stupid name and costume.
Where's your business?
Get a real job.
Be capitalism. Do a capitalism,
do
please.
Do a big capitalism for your Uncle Ben. For old Uncle Ben.
No, I like that twist, though. You know, they bring him in. I mean, I sort of, you know, you kind of see it coming because he's the one person that can kind of talk down an evil Peter Parker.
But Aunt May.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point. It's a good point. Mm. You've made a good point. But then, you know, he was...
What about Mary Jane?
Not as much, I don't think.
Okay.
But wow. He's so...
This... James, who would be more likely to dissuade you from an unwise action? Your wife or either of your parents? I think if your parents told you not to do something, you, a grown adult man, would do it anyway. That's out true. Of spite.
You're absolutely right. Mm. And especially like an uncle as well. It's
you hate all your uncles.
I hate all but one of my uncles. That is correct. He's so effective, he makes him kill himself.
He's super effective. Uncle Ben's super effective.
Made a bad guy kill himself, jump into a portal that turns him into a...
Again, very fortunate he didn't just turn a gun on himself. Or just break his own neck.
Yeah, like absolutely.
Something real scarring for the kids, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. And of course, I guess there's a few things of note that happened towards the end of this, but one of which is that the Spider-Man who turns up with no powers...
What's
is
he
like,
doing here? I'm wondering the whole episode.
I won't take my mask off. You can take your mask off.
Yeah.
Anyway, the reason being is that he's...
He's from our universe.
I guess.
Yeah, he's, well, you know, he's from a... He doesn't have any powers because he's an actor who portrays Spider-Man in a universe where Spider-Man is fictional.
Yep.
And then he takes our animated Spider-Man to visit Stan Lee. Stan Lee's in this.
And Stan Lee's...
he's flabbergasted.
He can't believe that he's getting to swing around the city like just in the comic book that he made, that he helped make. He was one of the people that helped make it.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would love the idea that this Stan Lee, like, keeps getting visited by various versions of Spider-Man from alternate dimensions. And so over the span of, like, 20 years, he's like, oh, hey, Spider-Man, it's great to meet a... This is wild, actually. This is
swing around the city. I'm on my lunch break.
But it's kind of great. It's good to... Never thought this would happen.
So I just hold on to your neck. I'm a 7-year-old man. You just want me to hold on?
Yeah.
This is good.
Seems safe. I pray for death. I hope when we get to the top of the Empire State Building, I'm just a bag of bones.
So there's some great voice work in this. You've got like an Ed Asner. You've got a Hank Azaria. Mark Hamill, who plays the Hobgoblin.
Oh.
Who, by the way, was introduced before the Green Goblin, inexplicably. And that's fun. But Madam Web is actually voiced by Joan Lee, wife of Stan Lee.
Oh.
That's acting, because you didn't even know that.
That's true, I didn't.
Yeah.
Even all the time she said, by the way, I'm Stan Lee's wife, I tuned it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm so distracted by her weird one leg.
I think it's a dress, but I don't know, because I know sometimes it's a dress, but in here it just looks like one weird tadpole leg. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Do you want me to tell you? And the watchers of this video and the listeners, what was going to happen in season 6 of this show?
Yes, please.
And why it was cancelled.
So, is it more dimension hopping?
Well, a little bit, actually, yeah. So one of the reasons was not to do with ratings. It tied into Saban Entertainment, who wanted...
Creators of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Exactly. Well, creators, as in they borrowed...
They Stan Lee the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
That's right, exactly. So they wanted Marvel's next animated series, and we'll talk about what that is in a sec. But the idea was, and this is via John Semper, who was the head writer on the show, who I think genuinely did a terrific job on this. So he said in an online interview that a proposed 6th season would have had Norman Osborn, the original Green Goblin. Insidious 6th season. He would have returned from Limbo to take on, to take back the role of Green Goblin. From his son, Harry Osborn. Also, the idea, you know how it's kind of left unresolved what happened to Mary Jane?
Yeah, she fell down that manhole. They dredged the sewers. They dredged the New York sewer system. They'd find her.
She fell through time. And he would have ultimately found her in Victorian England with amnesia. And she would have been hunted by Carnage. A different Carnage? Same Carnage? Doesn't matter.
Medieval Carnage.
Yeah, yeah.
Just assorted goop from the gutters of Victorian England has become sentient. And finds a rat king.
Well, he actually takes on the role of Jack the Ripper. So he's
Spider-Man does.
No, they're the Carnage.
Then he's finally going to get that radioactive spider blood that he's always wanting in
Carnage. Carnage, okay. Mason.
All right.
Once he stops Carnage, you know, he brings Mary Jane back to the present day and she's like, I've always known you, Peter Parker, whatever, and et cetera. However, Margaret Loach.
Oh, no, she's gone mad. You're Spider-Man or whatever.
She's probably got scurvy or something.
Yeah, definitely.
However, Margaret Loach, who was the president of Fox Kids at the time, hated one of the show's executive producers.
Avi Arad?
Correct.
I knew it.
Due to fights they usually have over the show, and she wanted to put Arad out of business.
And out of his misery.
That's right. When the 65-episode contract for Spider-Man was up, she decided to cancel the show and permanently shut down Marvel Films Animation, the company that provided the animation for Spider-Man.
Whoa.
So again, they had a better relationship with Saban Entertainment, and so they ended up making a completely new series, which is sort of loosely tied into this, but not really, called Spider-Man Unlimited. Which
Spider-Man is, gets to punch everybody, it was called.
Yeah, Spider-Man, look, it's just Batman Beyond, all right?
Yeah.
We're just doing a Batman Beyond, but Spider-Man. Which, look, that show isn't as well regarded as this, but it's not without its fans, and it's not without using some pretty janky 3D modeling.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For, you know, for the good for the time, but now, like, who wants some of this? But look, if you do want to know what happened, 20 years later in 2018, Semper's original finale, he published it in script form.
Oh.
So you can very much go and check that out. And I imagine there's probably somebody somewhere working on getting the whole thing animated or some variation on that. How about this, though? They're bringing back X-Men 97.
That's true.
What if they did Spider-Man goes to Victorian England and Carnage is Jack the Ripper?
I would love that.
Yeah?
Just one more episode of that, yes.
Yeah, I think they'd be able to do it too, because Sony own the movie distribution rights, but they don't own anything else.
Ah, so Marvel could do it.
So they could absolutely do it. Whether they will or not remains to be...
Spider-Man.
That's right. Anything else?
Whole thing, I think.
I thought.
What a ride.
I liked it a lot. I kind of want to go back and watch a bunch of this. I probably won't.
Mm.
But I do have that inclination. I didn't get that from Iron Man. I was like, I don't want to see this again.
Yeah, right.
But this, I'm like, pretty good.
Well, look, I think it was, I think you're right in that it while it was not super faithful to the lore, it did include a lot of elements from the comic books.
Yep.
And there was clearly, you know, a lot of love for the original source material. And I think that translated very accurately.
Mm.
But James, I'm very old. This was so fast. It's too fast for me. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much red and blue as far as I'm concerned.
Well, that's,
hurt my eyes, James.
What are you supposed to do in that situation?
Make one of them a different cool color.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But what a thumbnail. What a thumbnail this is going to make.
It's very true.
Anyways, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this every week. Yes, we've already done all the Spider-Man movies for Caravan of Garbage.
That's right.
Why we're just like... What else?
What else is there? We'll do Spider-Man Unlimited at some point.
Probably.
Oh, look, he's got the same powers as the Batman Beyond suit. That's crazy. What are the odds that it's the same stuff?
We'll probably end up doing the MCU version at some point as well.
Yeah.
You just need a little bit of distance, you know. But if you do have a suggestion for Caravan of Garbage, please leave it below. And if you do want to see these early, guess what? You can.
Whoa.
Here's a hint towards next week. Wow.
Whoa.
Probably something Spider-Man. I don't know yet. Yeah, so if you're like, wow, that looks really interesting, I'd love to see it a little bit early if you sign up at bigsandwich.co. It will be there early, along with movie commentaries.
Including Spider-Man Homecoming.
That's right.
Which we just did.
Including bonus podcasts. Including an early version of our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Comes out there Sunday as opposed to Monday.
Wow.
And if you want to listen to our podcast, it's got its own YouTube channel. It's got its own iTunes channel. It's got
its own iTunes
Spotify channel.
Whoa.
It's got its own, what's another podcast thing?
Podbean.
It's probably on Podbean.
It's probably on Podbean,
I didn't
right?
put it on Podbean. Maybe it's on there anyway.
Maybe
a
big fan has put all our content on Podbean.
And monetizing
They're
it.
They're monetizing it themselves. And I say good on them.
Anyways, thanks for watching this. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Have a good...
Spider-Man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's fucking right. Sorry.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.